Morning Watch. Ruth's choosing for her goal, exercising her right, seeking for her rest, and receiving a reward for God's economy. Week 10. Tuesday. Related verses. Ruth 1, verses 16 and 19. Verse 16. But Ruth said, "Do not entreat me to leave you and turn away from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you dwell, I will dwell, and your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." Verse 19. So the two of them traveled until they came to Bethlehem. And when they came to Bethlehem, all the city was stirred because of them. And the woman said, "Is this Naomi?" Matthew 2, verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem. Deuteronomy 8, verses 7 and 10. Verse 7. For Jehovah your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains. Verse 10. And you shall eat and be satisfied, and you shall bless Jehovah your God for the good land which he has given you. Joshua 24, verses 13 to 15. And I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore fear Jehovah, and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness, and put away the gods whom your fathers served across the river and in Egypt, and serve Jehovah. And if it seems wrong in your sight to serve Jehovah, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, either the gods from across the river whom your fathers served, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah. Luke 14, verses 26 to 27. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, and moreover, even his own soul life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Matthew 19, verse 29. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother or children, or fields for my name's sake, shall receive 100 times as much, and shall inherit eternal life. Related reading. In Ruth 1, verses 1 and 2, we see that Elimelech swerved from the rest in God's economy. He was in the good land and had a portion of it, and he should have remained there. Remaining in the good land that God has promised and given is the real rest. Israel's rest, their prosperity for their enjoyment and their contentment, was related to their situation with God and his economy. For an Israelite to leave the good land meant that he was cutting himself off from God's eternal economy. Elimelech's mistake was to swerve from the ground, the standing, which gave him the opportunity to enjoy the rest in the good land. He swerved from Bethlehem in Judah. Bethlehem, the city of David, was designated as the birthplace of the coming Christ. In the eyes of God, Bethlehem was a very special place, for it was the place where he, through incarnation, would be born to be a man. Judah was the land of the royal tribe among Israel. It was the top part of the God-promised land, the top part of the good land, and the top part of the land of Emmanuel. How mistaken Elimelech was in swerving from this land. Elimelech swerved from Bethlehem in Judah to Moab, a place of incest, rejected and condemned by God. Moab was a country of idolatry. Naomi returned from Moab, the country of idolatry, to Judah, the land of Emmanuel. Naomi returned because she had been stripped by God first of her husband and then of her two sons, leaving her and her two daughters-in-law as widows without children. Naomi returned also because she had heard that Jehovah had visited his people by giving them food. Naomi returned to Bethlehem with Ruth, her daughter-in-law, given to her by God for the accomplishment of his economy concerning Christ. In verses 8 through 18, we have an account of Ruth's choosing for her goal. Naomi made a proposal to her two daughters-in-law for their future. She said to them, "Go and return, each of you, to your mother's house. May Jehovah deal kindly with you, just as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May Jehovah grant you to find rest, each of you, in the house of your husband." Then she kissed them. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Naomi said to Ruth, "Your sister-in-law has now returned to her people and to her gods. Return with your sister-in-law." Ruth said to Naomi, "Do not entreat me to leave you and turn away from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you dwell, I will dwell. And your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. Jehovah do so to me, and more as well, if anything but death parts me from you." When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she ceased speaking to her about it. Ruth chose the goal of participating with God's elect in the enjoyment of Christ, and she even became a top ancestor of Christ, who helped bring forth Christ into mankind. This was more than just a resolution on the part of the Moabite widow. It was a goal, a choosing. Ruth chose God and his kingdom for the carrying out of God's economy concerning Christ. Hallelujah for such a goal, and for such a person choosing this goal.